Free Radio, this is Andy Gorling and Charlie Puth is here. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Ah, we're good, thank you. Do you know when you first came onto my radar, I was like, how do you pronounce this guy's surname? Obviously, I know now how to pronounce it. But did you go through a phase when you struggled knowing what your own surname was? Because people so many people were pronouncing it differently.
I mean, I've grown up all my life with people saying my last name differently, but it's really cool that people know how to say it now.
I was in a similar situation because my surname is Goulding, same as Ellie Goulding. Some people say Goulding. Some people say Goulding, and I got to a point where I'm going, do you know what? I don't even know how to pronounce my own name anymore.
What is it? Is it Goulding or Goulding? I thought it was Goulding.
It is when I'm speaking to somebody on the phone, because that's how they can spell it right.
There you go.
But is this your actual surname? Because I saw you tweeting this morning about this the song that you wrote.
Otto is my middle name. Charles Otto Puth Jr.
That is a cool name. It was a bit of a tweet to your mum in a roundabout way about the song that you wrote. Can you tell us more about this?
The tweet was, I'm paraphrasing, it was my mom always told me that she wanted me to write a song that the whole world knew how to sing, and I did. I did my mom proud. And it's pretty crazy that the first song that the world knows me by is See You Again, and the whole world sings that all the time. I've written another song that I think everyone's going
to
like.
So you're obviously starting to work on the second album already then?
Baby.
So you can't say any more about it?
No.
Okay. Is there any pressure for you to come up with a second album already, or are the record company like, do you know what, you've got an amazing album here and we're touring with it at the minute, so, you know, foot off the gas and let's enjoy this while it's...
Nah, I'm always trying to top it. I mean, we've had three platinum songs off this album, and I mean, I don't find any pressure off of it, because it wasn't like a huge blowout. It was just a really gradual increase of sales. This next album, I want to be like more of like a story. I think I'll have a bit more time. I did this album, the 9-track Mind, took place in a very short amount of time.
And the new single from it is with Selena.
That's right.
Now, what's going on with you and Selena? This is the question that people want me to ask.
No, nothing. I'm going on a show of hers, I think in LA. And I'm very happy to have collaborated with her. She's a really, really sweet girl.
And it's all purely professional?
Oh, yeah.
What about, you know, the internet people who are trying to... Is it called ship you? Is it called shipping when they put you together? Oh. The Charlena people?
Charlena? Charlena?
Have you not seen this?
No.
Charlena now. Charlena. It's the thing.
That sounds like a Pokemon. Charlena. Charlena, I choose you.
Collect them all.
No, that's cute of them. She's my friend. She's Selena. She liked my songs, I like her songs, and I played her something, and that something was We Don't Talk Anymore, and then she offered to sing a part on it, and it sounded really good when she did it.
Charlene's not a thing.
No, I'm afraid not.
But, not even a snog.
What's a snog?
A snog is like a big sloppy kiss.
A snog. Oh, I don't. Does anybody want to snog me? That sounds funny. Snog. I like it. I'm going to adapt it into my American vernacular.
Oh, please get that word going, because it's a popular word in the UK. This is an education snog. For you, Charlie. Snogging snog. And Charlena. Snog.
Snog.
Because you've snogged Meghan Trainor. We saw that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a snog.
I did do that. That was a snog, I guess.
That was definitely a snog.
I guess it was a snog.
I've got some quick-fire questions here, because throughout the month of May, we are just celebrating our favourite songs and our favourite artists on Free Radio. And, of course, you are one of our favourite artists, which is why we're talking to you.
Oh,
so just kind of
I like the emphasis on R. You are.
You are. Whether you like it or not, you are.
Nice.
So I just want to find out a little bit more about you and what got you into music and what you love as an artist. Taking you back to kind of like when you were a teenager, what were you listening to? Did you have any posters on your wall? Who was your kind of influences?
I never had any posters on my wall, but I was always listening to like Limp Bizkit. I was a bit of a punk. I always listened to Blink-182, like P. Diddy and Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac. It had an interesting mix of punk rock for me and hip hop, and more leaning on hip hop. And I was always obsessed with like Dr. Dre,
yeah,
and his productions and how clean they were, and I would always like research as much as I could, you know, before the times of YouTube, about Pharrell and how he would produce beats with like the Neptunes and Chad Hugo, who were huge influencing facets in the musical life of Charlie. I found out that they had this piano called the Cork Triton Studio, so I bought one. Well, my dad bought one for me in 2001 when I was 11, And I learned how to produce beats on that while taking classical piano lessons. I used to take classical piano lessons, and my teachers would tell me to throw away that piano. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to take what all this crap that you're teaching me, and I'm going to make it into pop music, and I'm going to make money off of it. Because classical music, all those Mozart melodies are present in pop music today.
Definitely. What is the best thing about being in music? What's the best thing about your job, if you like?
I love working on a record and having that feeling like it's just playing it back to back to back when it's finished or close to being finished, and just knowing that it's going to be something really special. That's, to me, is better than any accolade that I'll receive from writing a record, like See You Again. I just playing it back to back. I listen to that record still. I'm in love with the production.
I love that when you can still love your own songs, because a lot of artists, you know, you go and see them live on tour and they don't do some of their big hits because they are sick of them. I mean, how could you be sick of this, Your Baby?
Well, something interesting, like what Usher always does, Usher has had a lot of hits, and what he'll do on every tour is he'll play all the hits that everybody wants to hear, but he'll do them in different arrangements. So if he's playing You Make Me Wanna, he'll probably like slow it down or something like that, and bring it like down tempo, or just make the band completely different. So I'll always play the hits. I'm always going to play See You Again, but I might, you know,
country style,
maybe make it a bit different. Listen, you know, maybe a whole orchestra behind me, maybe country style.
A whole orchestra would actually be really nice. That would be great to do a tour
incredible.
With like a full 60-piece orchestra.
Oh my lord, that would be expensive, but I would write for the orchestra.
They'll volunteer, they'll do it for themselves. Can you remember the first album you ever bought?
The first album that I ever bought that mm-hmm. wasn't purchased for me, I think, was the Marshall Mathers LP by Eminem, Chicka Chicka Slim Shady. And I was in Catholic school, sneaking the CD player, the portable CD player, Eminem was rapping about, like, guns and Columbine and, like, you know, shooting people and, like, messed up stuff. And I was listening to that just so, like, enthused by it, so interested in what he had to say, and some of the lyrics were so gross, and it was like, I lied to my mom and said I got the clean version, but I got the explicit version, and oh my god.
You were in big trouble. Can you remember the first gig you ever went to, the first concert you ever went to? What was that like? Who was it?
1996 or 1997, James Taylor, and that was the first concert that I ever went to, and I think the second one was the Beach Boys.
Oh, right. Who took you to those?
My parents, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
He sings
in
like this.
Trouble.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping... He sings like, and you need a helping hand. He really just accentuates.
Do you do impressions of other artists?
I don't know if I can do them well, but... John,
let's see if I can guess.
Oh, shoot. I said the name.
You said it.
Okay. I am driving 85 in the... kind of morning that lasts all afternoon. That just sounds like me, though. I don't really.
That's because it is you.
I'm making it more breathy.
If you weren't in music, what do you think you would be doing for a living? What other job would you have?
Honestly, I have no idea. I mean, my dad's a builder, so I was always interested in real estate growing up, but I really just don't know. I've always been into music. I was never good at playing sports. I would always just go home and look forward to making music.
I was the same at school. I think you will fall in one of two categories, don't you? You use sport or your music. I was definitely music.
I remember when LimeWire came out. I think I downloaded everything off that site.
Lawbreaker.
just music.
Just yeah.
I
just
didn't
music.
Know it was illegal.
Was it illegal? LimeWire? I don't know.
I think so. I
did
know.
It too. So we're in this together. If anybody's listening. One final question: do you still get starstruck? When was the last time you got like a bit? Whoa.
When I saw Al Pacino in a restaurant, that was like, holy crap, that's really cool. I just let him be, and I don't really get freaked out by celebrities, but when it's like, you know, like Robert De Niro was sitting next to me at the Academy Awards, I mean, that, not the Academy Awards, the, what kind of the, I don't know.
Golden Globes?
The Academy Awards. Golden Globes, yeah.
Been great talking to you.
Yes, great talking to you as always.
The new tune is with Selena Gomez. We Don't Talk Anymore. Of course, the album is out now, 9-track Mind. And you're obviously working on the second one, but we can't talk about it just yet.
We can't talk yet.
Okay, but next time, cool. Okay.
Next time, yeah.
Julie Puth, thanks very much. I don't know why I'm whispering.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.